With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
As promised, we have Councilman-elect Antonio Brown.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Councilman-elect, how are you, sir?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much for having me on the show. Hey, Miss Young.
Hey, Antonio. You did that thing, young leader.
Thank you. We did that thing.
Praise God for that.
You know, I'm sitting here smiling because I understand what has happened in District 3, just like many people listening. This signals a change in the political appetite of District 3. You have Antonio Brown, not politically connected, very low name recognition starting this race, who has upset the status quo and defeated the machine. Earlier today, Councilman-elect, I actually named all of the people that endorsed Byron Amos, and literally it's a who's who of Atlanta who endorsed your opponent. First of all, let me ask you, how do you feel about the victory?
You know, I feel like the will of God and the will of the people prevailed yesterday. And that's all I ever wanted. You know, I never ran this race for myself. You know, it was never about me. And I speak about this, and some people may say I'm crazy, but I really believe I am but a vessel operating on behalf of the will of God. And I believed that I could come into this district and truly, with the people, create and affect change that could last generations. There's so much that we need in our communities. And, you know, there's so many people struggling every day to get to a better tomorrow. And, you know, unfortunately, there hasn't been much progression. And when you look at our city, the way District 3 has progressed in comparison to everywhere else here, we're very far behind. And now it's time to catch back up and really bring opportunity back to the people.
You had some strong people with you. As we know, you had the support of Shalise Young. You also had the support of state representatives like Erica Thomas, who was chair of your campaign, and others. How do you feel that expertise helped you in this campaign?
Oh, I believe it was just, I was very grateful and humbled by the support. Even Dr. Jabari Samama, who...
Yeah.
Was just a revolutionary leader on city council when he served. And
a brilliant guy. He is a smart guy.
He is. He is. And when you talk about proactive policy, when you talk about proactive leadership, I think of him, because when you think about his tenure on city council, he really did some revolutionary things within the city. And that's the type of leader that I would love to be. I would love to be a leader that is looking towards the future, where we're still addressing the issues right now, but we're not addressing them from a reactive standpoint. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not addressing them by just putting a Band-Aid over them and hoping that, you know, they'll eventually go away. No, we're going to start providing solutions that are going to solve the problems. We need to start thinking about generational wealth in our community. How do we bring equity back into our areas like the West Side, like Bankhead, English Avenue, Vine City, where we can start building equity for the people? You know, and because this district is so underprivileged, we have no wealth in the community. We have no real equity in the community. Hell, we don't even have real development over there. I mean, you know, people love to point to the damn Walmart over there, but that's not even significant for me. And, you know, Walmart is not even paying their employees $15 an hour, which is still not even, in my opinion, a fair wage.
Yeah.
So when we start really talking about equity in the district, we need to really reflect on what's here now and what could be here.
Let me read to you a statement I released last night, and I put this on social media. I'm going to read my statement and also some of the responses on my various timelines. I said, I predicted that Byron Amos was the front runner to beat in this District 3 City of Atlanta election. Byron was the lead vote getter in the general election. And also that Antonio Brown was energetic and engaging, and anything could happen. well, that anything happened. This kid beat the establishment candidate and the machine of support he had. Even though the voter turnout was still very low, Antonio Brown pulled off one of the greatest upsets in modern era politics for Atlanta. He has earned my respects. He has earned my respect. Congrats, sir. Well done. Let me read to you some of the comments, man. Bernita wrote, well, good for him. Many congratulations. Lamar says, my brother Antonio Brown has broken chains. Well done. Antonio Brown, well deserved. Well deserved. You will do great. And it goes on and on. Barry says, yes, Rashad, Mr. Brown is a very engaging person. I met him at the MPUJ meeting at Douglas High School last month, and I watched him introduce himself and talk with almost every citizen in the room. He's impressive. And it goes on and on. There's not one person hating on you on any of my timelines. That's impressive because my timelines get crazy.
Well, I'll put it to the favor of God. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, I tell people all the time, when you're on the right side of things, when your heart is in it for the right reason, you know, I believe people take notice of that, and they respect it and they appreciate it.
Have you spoken with your opponent, a previous opponent, Byron Amos?
So I'm going to be completely transparent and honest. Part of the reason why we didn't make your show is that there's been things that have just been a ripple effect of last night. And okay. I have probably 436 text messages that have not been read.
Yep.
Hundreds of calls that I haven't even had a chance to look at. Because to be honest, you know, coming into this, it's always been about the people. And
right.
I told my team when I woke up at 5 this morning and I told my team, listen, we got to have this constituents meeting. We got to get back to the people because they are the ones who put me in office and we need to hold them up and we need to, you know, truly show them that we are here because of them. And because of all of that, I mean, I haven't had a chance to even check to see if Mr. Amos has called me. I don't remember a call from him, so I'm not sure if he's called me. I don't have a message from him from what I have been able to check, but he may have. I spoke with Mayor Bottoms, and that's pretty much it.
I know you're looking forward to getting to work. You're already meeting with constituents the day after your victory, which is a remarkable sign. Most elected officials have a 100-day plan. Do you have some type of initiative that you would like to tackle right away?
Absolutely. We also, just so you are aware, we've been building a 100-day plan even before the runoff, and it was something that was inclusive of the residents that I've had the opportunity to meet at the MPUs, at the neighborhood associations. We also surveyed a lot of the residents through our campaigning because this has always been a people's driven campaign. And that's why I believe we won. I know that's why we won, because after everything that the establishment and the machine threw at us, the people's will prevailed because it was about the people. It was always about the people. And through the surveying of the people in the field and knocking on doors, one of the biggest things that I want to do on the west side of Atlanta specifically is a real grocery store, but not just any kind of grocery store. I want to build a grocery store with the people that the people are vested into, that they have equity into. You know, we don't think about generational wealth. You know, 50 years of slavery and you know, all of this privilege that has really impacted our society, our race of people, we stopped looking at our potential and our abilities and what we can do within our cities, within our state government, within, you know, just this country as a whole. And I really want to build a grocery store that the people are vested into, that they have equity in, you know, where we're hiring from within the community, where it's not about making a profit. It's about providing to the residents and giving them access to healthy foods. You know, so that's one of the big initiatives that I want to take on. Another one is a community resource center, which I think is very important. And Rashad, we talked about this on your radio show when I was on before. This is really important to me. I think that we need to bring financial literacy back into our community. I know that we have certain organizations on the west side, like On the Rise. But I believe we need a one-stop shop that's focused around financial literacy, credit repair, focused around trades programs, like a comprehensive trades program that pipelines our residents into actual work available within the city. I think these things, in my opinion, are just very important. And we need a center that will provide access to the residents, that will teach them the programs, educate them on the programs that are available to them through Westside Future Fund, through our WorkSource programs, like programs that will help them stay in our communities and not be displaced, or rehab their homes so they're not being fined by code enforcement because their homes are not in code. Things that I think are critical to advancing our community and moving our residents forward.
Very well said. Councilman-elect Antonio Brown, we appreciate your time today. You have my full support moving into your leadership position. If you ever need anything on this side of the equation, brother, pick up the phone and call. We appreciate all you do,
thank
man.
Thank you. And I just want to say to you, Rashad, you know, regardless of who you may have supported or thought would win in this election, I appreciate you for always remaining unbiased and always giving me a fair opportunity to come on your show and speak about my perspectives and my ideas for this community, because you didn't have to do that, and you did, and I'm very thankful for that.
I thank you for taking me up on the opportunity, man. Very proud of you, and I'm very proud of District 3 because it changes the conversation. Thank you, my friend.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Bye, Antonio. We'll talk later on.
All right.
Take care.
All right. We got more on the other side. I still got Shalice Young in the building. That was Antonio Brown. We'll put that interview up on the website, WAOK.com. News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.